Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
All right, the new host of the Annie Fry Show is in studio with us, Ryan Wiggins.
Thank you for that coordination. Appreciate that.
I did hear you filling in for Annie yesterday. Nice job.
Yeah, thanks. Yesterday, it was the first hour Wednesday because she had to go pick up. It was like a conflict for her. She was out for the first couple segments. And then yesterday and today, and she'll be back on Tuesday.
All right. And you and Brad and Hannah and everyone did a great job. So good. Looking forward to that. I know you and I have been following this probably more than anybody else at this radio station. And that is not only the challenge in Arizona to election results in the gubernatorial election out there with Carrie Lake, but just the election integrity issue in general, and the fact that a few states, Missouri being one of them, have moved forward with election integrity laws, voter ID requirements and things like that. Not all of them have, and certainly in blue states like New York State, they've rejected almost all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a report out that came out about 3 or 4 days ago. The American Thinker had it, and Undercover DC had this story about a study of New York's voter rolls, and the conclusions that it reaches are pretty stunning. I don't claim to understand everything that algorithms do, but they discovered buried within these data rolls four different types of algorithms. And in the researcher's words, not mine, there is no known innocent person or purpose or explanation for why these algorithms exist. It is a total loss of control data breach. And it should render this New York State voter database completely untrustworthy. That's an indictment of the entire statewide system in New York.
Yeah, and if you read this article in American Thinker, first of all, the fact that it's in American Thinker is good because it is really long.
Yes.
And I don't think you're going to see this just at the New York Post or something. You might see a summary of it. It is making waves, so I could see a lot of people starting to report on this. But that American Thinker article is kind of the origin of this guy giving the full report. The first full half of it is, I don't want to say deep data talk. It's in a way that you can understand it, but it doesn't mean that you really get what he's saying.
Right.
I mean, he's going into
Greek.
Yeah, and he's talking about the algorithm in a way that's attempting to explain it to the average person. And so you can read it. It doesn't mean you fully understand it, but you do have to trust him to some degree to say, okay, it sounds like you know what you're talking about. The article that he published has been peer-reviewed, and it for the most part, has stood up to scrutiny. Now, there are people, as you said, you're following Arizona. And by the way, just a little side note, the recent lawsuit with Carrie Lake, we all knew, I think you probably do too, that was going to be a loss.
Yeah.
Because they set the threshold so high for signature verification that there was no way that they were going to meet it. So it was almost like a foregone conclusion before the case even started. But there's a guy in Arizona called the Data Guru. I don't know if you follow him, Garrett Archer. He works for one of the local papers there. And he has been a good follow because he will poke holes in a lot of arguments that do need holes poked in them.
Right.
but in this case, he's kind of gotten outside of Arizona. He's gotten a name for himself, and so people take stuff to him now. And I like reading him because I like reading counterpoints to these kinds of things, especially when I don't know all of the data that they're talking about.
It can be confusing.
Yeah, and this guy's named the Data Guru. But he says, unless New York does it differently, something like this would require collusion from every county. States typically do not have access to the file for most, if not all, transactions. That is a criticism, but after reading the article in American Thinker, he addresses that and says, look, the counties don't have access to this at all. Like this is above them. This comes from an algorithm that they don't even know is there. So there's no collusion required by tons of people. I think this is a very lazy argument from the data guru from Arizona.
Yeah.
Because I think this guy is really onto something, and that's why it's making waves.
Let me sum this up, because I want to make sure that what we're saying here is completely clear. This is what this means, right? Through auditing the voter roll database obtained directly from state and local boards of election, we have uncovered millions of invalid registrations, hundreds of thousands of votes cast by legally invalid registrations, hundreds of thousands of votes cast by legally invalid registrants, massive vote discrepancies, and the clear presence of algorithmic patterns that we reverse engineered from within the state's own official records. To be absolutely clear, there's no innocent purpose or explanation for these algorithms. I'm told by cyber intelligence experts they indicate a total loss of control data breach, the most severe kind of data breach recognized by our federal government. The law says it renders the affected New York State voter database completely untrustworthy. I read through this thing. What it's saying is this algorithm can duplicate voter registrations, vote the way the original voter voted, and then disappear. So in other words, it's manufacturing votes within the system. It's what he's alleging. It's copying votes within the system. It strikes me that if that's true, they need to completely scan this voter registration system to make sure they don't have duplicates in there. If they do, then there's probably something to this, and they need to find out if there were more votes cast than there were people registered.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm do the same thing as you did, because I pulled a quote from his article that says, we know fictitious records exist in the rolls.
Yeah.
We also know those records have been used to vote. On top of that, we know, and he's saying this is proven, they don't know exactly what the votes are. That's always the question.
Right.
Is we don't know whether they're heavily for one party or they're just random. You don't know. On top of that, we know that records like those belonging to fictitious voters have been deleted. So that's kind of the point, is that they can see that the residue from them existing, but they have no way of tracing what the votes were, who these people were. And that's the problem, is that they don't really know how many times this was done.
So
it's a huge breach, like you said. And I just want to appeal to really Democrats more than anybody, but really anybody. Let's say that this was not some grand conspiracy, that this is a random hacker was able to do this, which isn't outside the question. It's possible that somebody were able to implement an algorithm into a voting machine or system that just does this kind of thing. And maybe they were just doing it to mess with things. You don't know if they had intentions to overthrow an election. But let's say you're a Democrat and you hear these kinds of stories and you just roll your eyes and go, here we go again. If there is a hacker who's able to get into a system like this, let's say they're conservative and they want to flip a bunch of votes to conservatives, to Republicans. Wouldn't you want to know that? Wouldn't you want to know that the election that you're undertaking is safe for you too? I mean,
right.
This isn't just a blue-red issue. This is an issue for everybody.
Well, it's a good point. New York is a blue state. I mean, because of New York City, New York's a blue state. Like Illinois, vast portions of it are dominated by Republicans, but they don't have the numbers to match what comes out of New York City. So it'd be interesting to find out, why don't they do the same thing in 49 other states? Just like 2,000 mules, this asks questions that need to be answered by an investigative agency, and it'll be interesting to see if anybody steps to the plate.
Yeah, and
for some reason, I doubt it.
Up until 2020, Democrats were very willing to ask these questions and investigate these issues. What happened now that all of a sudden you've gotten so politicized that you're not willing to ask those same questions, because I they weren't really on the radar as much as they are now.
Yeah.
But I would have to say that before this, if anybody was claiming fraud, we'd all go, well, then fine, figure it out. It doesn't matter that it's partisan. Like, let's be nonpartisan for this issue, please, if we can.
Yep, it's very true and a good point.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.